Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 67, Samach Zay. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. This mizmor begins with an introduction, Lam Natseach Beniginot. Mizmor Shir, and while we don't know exactly what these words mean, they apparently had meaning to the people who were charged with creating the form of the service in the Beit HaMikdash. And so we go on to the body of the Mizmor. The first Pasuk, Elokim yichanenu v'yivarchenu ya'er panav eitanu sela. This is a prayerful mode, beseeching God to bestow chen upon us so that we will find favor in God's eyes and He will give us His bracha, His blessing. Ya'er panav itanu. Ya'er panav itanu. And He will light up His face, so to speak, to us. This notion appears many times in Tehillim and parallels the nusach, the formulation in the last bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. And there's a difference between bracha, between good things that happen in the world, and ya'er panav itan, and he'arat hapanim, the light of the face, the countenance of God shines upon us. That's even more than a bracha. That's more than we bargained for. We received more than we could have ever imagined. Pasuk Gimel, Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha. And we all will learn from this ya'er panim, from this bracha. We will learn darkecha. We will learn how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about and sees the world in which we are a part. Ladat ba'aretz darkecha b'chol goyim yeshuatecha. And that in all the nations will know that all the nations will speak of this divine salvation, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helpful to Bnei Yisrael. Yoducha Amim Elohim. All the nations of the world will know you. This is an ongoing theme in Tehillim. That when we beseech God, or we are appreciative of God's might, we are always looking for the general, for the universal response, that the nations of the world, everybody will understand who the God who did this was. And so we see ourselves as being part of this ongoing process in history to bring the nations of the world closer, to highlight for them that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who determines the way things are in this world, who is responsible for bracha and is responsible for punishment as well. Yoducha Amim Elokim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. All the nations of the world will recognize that God is God. I mean, I guess in the ancient world there was this issue about having a a multiplicity of gods, some gods in one place, some gods in another place. And that multiplicity of gods was a totally a different way of looking at things. And the Baal Mizmor Tehillim teaches us that it's our job to eradicate that way of looking at things, to erase it. It should not be. Yoducha Amim Elokim. Yoducha Amim Kulam, that's part of our obligation. I mean, the world is moving in a certain direction, and we are responsible to keep the world moving in that direction. And so Yoducha Amim Elokim, Yoducha Amim Kulam, Yismichu V'yiranenu Le'umim, Yismichu Joy and Yiranenu Rina, to sing. Yismichu V'yiranenu Le'umim, this is our response. The Simcha and the Rina and the singing is a response to this awareness that God is the possessor of bracha and dispenses this bracha. And so when the goyim realize this, when they see it, when they understand it, when all the peoples in the world, yismichu v'yiranenu, this is for Jews and for non-Jews alike, the most reasonable response to understanding something about the world and God's place in that world. So the Baal Mechaber is not embarrassed. And he says, Yismachu v'yiranenu le'umim, the nations, ki tishpot amim mishor. Ki tishpot amim mishor. You will judge the nations mishor, yashar, as they should be. Ub le'umim ba'aretz tanchem. And the nations, the Le'umim, you will lead them. You will lead them in the world. In other words, everything will be different. Mishpat will be recognized as God's bailiwick, so to speak. And the nations will suddenly be led by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not to say that they will all accept the demands of the Torah, and they will all start doing all of the mitzvot, but this awareness which is led by Am Yisrael, which the Jews have a special connection to, this awareness becomes part of the awareness that the nations inherit because they see that the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodu Amim Yoducha Amim Elokim. Pasuk Vav, which is similar to Pasuk Dalet, Yoducha Amim Elokim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. Right, that they will praise God. They will recognize God. They will understand something that they didn't understand before. Pasuk Zayin. Eretz Natna Yivula. Eretz Natna Yivula. The land gives forth that the produce of the land. The Yivarchenu Elokim Elokeinu. Yivarchenu. This produce. This produce, this bracha that we have now, Yivarchenu Elohim Eloheinu, that the bracha will continue and will also be our bracha in the future, Yivarchenu Elohim. God will bless us. V'yir'u oto kol avsei aretz. V'yir'u oto eng. All the people in the world will fear God. And so we turn to God. And really, we may be asking for a bracha for ourselves. Pasuved Elokim Yichaneinu V'Yivarcheinu Ya'er Panav Itanu. However, the way we ask for this bracha is somewhat circumtuous. It's not straight. Since we want bracha because we deserve bracha, no. We want bracha because that will move everything closer to the way it should be. And how should it be? Well, everybody should have the opportunity, the wherewithal, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world and the dispenser of the bounty in that world. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispenses that bounty always. He's the dispenser. There is no alternative. And when all the people in the world recognize that, isn't it true that we'll get to Yiru Oto Kol Afsei Aretz, the last pasuk, that everybody will be consumed by some fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning fear in the positive way, that they will have, they will be able to kind of recognize that the presence of the divine, which of course is what engenders fear. Isn't that the case? Isn't that the case that this is what is going to take place? So that if that is in fact the case, then when we ask for a bracha, I mean, again, we don't really have a lot of schuyot, a lot of merit to pin our request on. We can't say we want bracha because we're so good that we have so many. We've done so many mitzvot properly, or we have no people who are rejecting the Torah. But we can't say anything like that. But we can say that that bracha, even if it's limited at first to Am Yisrael, will have a far-reaching effect, a kind of ripple effect on the entire world, where everybody will understand that God is God in this world. And that understanding will enable the people in the world, that understanding will enable the people in the world to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of bracha and the source of all the good.